ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير العلم هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, we continue with the explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, which together by Shaykh al-Islam with the Niyat al-Qarani, Fakir Majdi, Rahmah Allah Ta'ala. The Shaykh, Abdul Qufl, and written on Al-Shafa'ah, that is in possession. And the different parts of the intercession that will be on the day of Qiyamah. He proceeds by saying, وَأَقْدَامَا فَمَرْمَنَتْكُ الْتَامُ الْآخِرَةُ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ وَالْتَوَابِ وَالْعِقَابِ وَالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَتَفَصِيلُ ذَلِكَ مَذْكُورَةٌ فِي الْكُتُبِ الْمُنَزَّلَةِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. That what the present in the last day of the coffin, likewise punishment, reward, Al-Jannah, that is paradise, when now and then, what a plastic matter, the details of this, that is the details of what to be of reward, what to be of punishment, what to be of Jannah, what to be of hell, the details of all Madhkuratun fil Kutubi al-Munazzala in al-Sama'. They are mentioned in the reviewed book by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam. That is the books that were reviewed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely the Quran, the Torah, the Injil, the Suhuf al-Ibrahim, all these that contain the teachings of what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. Such as punishment, reward, hellfire, Al-Jannah, and so on and so forth. وَالْآثَارُ لِلْعِلْمِ الْمَأْثُورِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. They also contained in the tradition that were reported from the prophets of Allah. وَفِي الْعِلْمِ الْمَأْثُورِ الْمُحَمَّدِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They also contain in the knowledge is the heritage from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مِنْ ذَلْكَ مَالِهِ وَيَكْتِ. All this is contained what is sufficient. فَمَنِ اتَّذَارُ وَجَدَهُ. Whoever looks for it will find it. But when you want to know the details of what will be on the day of Qiyamah, of death, of Al-Jannah, of punishment, of reward, you want to know the details. These are contained in the books reviewed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are contained in authentic reports from the prophets of Allah. They are contained and the knowledge is created from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever is interested in doing this, we certainly find them. The Shaykh rahmahullah ta'ala continues. He said, وَنُؤْمِنُ وَتُؤْمِنُ الْفِرْقَةُ النَّاجِيَةُ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ بِالْقَرَبِ الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ. وَتُؤْمِنُ الْفِرْقَةُ النَّاجِيَةُ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. He said, الْفِرْقَةُ النَّاجِيَةُ. He started the book by mentioning الْفِرْقَةُ النَّاجِيَةُ. He said, the same sect from among all the sects. The sect that we stage is called Al-Furqatu Al-Najiyah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَتَتَفْتَرْتُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فُرْقَةٍ. He said, my ummah will be divided into 73 sects. Kulluha finnar. All of them are going to hell. All sects are going to hell. Illa wahida, except one. Let's know Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what are here? Ya Rasulullah, who are they? He said, Al-Jama'ah. He said, the Jama'ah. These were said many times during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet and his companions, they were the Muslims. Those who believe and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the Muslims. So when we are asked who are the prophets of Muslims, he said the companions. So when the Prophet Allah says that Al-Jama'ah, that is the Jama'ah, the group, the majority, they are the faithful. No matter what, the Prophet Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه دور وأصحابي. دور هو أفضل ورس I am my companion أفضل today. يعني in this day. So which means the companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them. And that's why in many verses of the Quran you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commended them. Though they outskid one another in terms of good deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised all of them. So these are the Jama'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, for in time of the Muslim Arab to believe, if they believe, that is the people of the scripture, the unbeliever, if they believe in what you believe in, but what is it about? They are guided. But the one who, but if they come to you from that, فَإِنَّمَا أُنْتِشِقَاءُ, they will be in opposition, they will be in contradiction. But they speak of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to surprise you, who was the new Ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on hearing on knowing. So the Shaykh Asma'ullah ta'ala is telling us that what you mean to call it Najiyatin min Ahli Sunnati wa Jama'ah, the process that Ahli Sunnah wa Jama'ah can also be mean in Qadr, in Al-Qadr. Not all the sects, huh? Not all the Islamic sects believe in what? In Al-Qadr. Some believe in Al-Qadr, Some do not believe in Al-Qadr. But Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they believe in Al-Qadr. Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, Al-Bidqah al-Najwa, they believe in Al-Qadr. A percent of all mistakes that apply themselves to Islam and believe in Qadr. What would be the stance of the Muslim on Al-Qadr? It is something that you like to believe in, you like to not believe in, or is it not? This is what the author is trying to tell us, that it is not to believe in Al-Qadr. It is not. It's not an optional thing that you do. If I like, I believe in it. If I like, I don't believe in it. And I see what I think in it, and I retain my Islam. When you don't believe in Qadr, your Islam is what? It's lost. You have lost your Islam when you do not believe in Al-Qadr. So for you to be Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, for you to be among Al-Durqat al-Najwa, this Aqidah or this belief in Al-Qadr is part of the thing that will make you Ahl-Sunnah. When you meet him in your creed as Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, you are what? You are out of Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Khayrihi wa sharrihi, both good and evil. Both good and evil. Now the word Qadr is an Arabic word. Qadr or Qadr means to know, to the measure of the king. The day of the Rashiya, that is the measure of the king. I will call the Rashiya. The measure is the new, the measure of that king. You can talk about the measure, the dimensions of the king. It's the Lord Qadarahu. If you have knowledge of that thing. So Al-Qadr means what? The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one has to believe in that. One has to believe in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all encompassing. All encompassing everything. There is nothing that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not encompass. That is one. Two, the knowledge is so certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its limits. The knowledge of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of everything. He has the knowledge of everything. And that knowledge is so certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its limits. In what is called Allahu al-Mahfuz. Allah has its written in Allahu al-Mahfuz. Meaning what is true. The whole talk about Al-Qadr, it also includes what is called Mashi'atullahi al-Ammat al-Shamila. The will of Allah, the end of Allah, all the compassion will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they compass everything. There is nothing that is what? That is existing except with the will of Allah. And there is nothing that is not existing except with what? With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not what? Mashi'atullah al-Amma. The will of Allah that is all encompassing. This can also be called Iradatullahi al-Kawniyyah al-Qadariyyah. Iradatullah means the will of Allah. Al-Kawniyyah, that has to be watched with the universe. Al-Qadariyyah, that has to be watched with the Qadar. But the word Irada, when used, it can also mean mahabba, love. ndapo hii ni Qur'an. Kama kwa duo tirada, kwa duo mwili, kwa arana. Kulikoma kwa mwili, kituo, bibida wa bismini, nesli mwili wa kumbaa. Kiju nifata mwili wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na mikore wa kumbaa, na tatu ni mkore, na tatu ni mwili knowledge. Then the other one is what? Tirada that has to do with what? Allah loves. What Allah loves. How is it? Then the fourth one is called Al-Khalqu. That is the creation. The making of a thing to come to pass. The making of what? A thing to come to pass. That is called Al-Khalqu. Let me give an example. If I left your house for this place, now what you are and the merchant for this house. This is the target. The target is a word. You want to be the merchant for the house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from eternity had the knowledge that you will come for this halqa today. And the knowledge was so certain that it was written in the words in the Lawh al-Mahfuz that you, so much so, will come to all and so to a halqa in my soul. Of course, so that you are welcome. But the knowledge, Allah already had what? The knowledge. From eternity, that's what you call. And the knowledge was so certain that what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the pain to what? To write it down. That's why I'm supposed to even attain a half of my dream. Put it down. The pain wrote it. Now it's not up to you. You now have the intention of coming to this halqa this morning. You step out. This is what? Irada, your own irada, your own wisdom. That's what you come to this halqa. The question is, if it had not been in the knowledge of Allah in eternity, or if it had not been written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, will it have come to pass? Now that you are there in the halqa, it has come to pass now. It has happened. So it is possible that if it has not been in the knowledge of Allah, it has not been written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, is it possible that with your own intention only that it can come to pass? So this is what Father means. You believe that there is nothing in you, whether good or bad. Whether good or bad. This has nothing to do with whether Allah loves that thing or not. Anything that is going to be and that will not be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has what? The knowledge. Now the creatures, they'll be willing to do something. What they will to do, if they don't run that will, they will not come to pass. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew at the time that nothing will not come to pass. So the person will win, you will win. It is in the knowledge of Allah that you will win. But that thing of him will not come to pass. Not come to pass. How can you win? But you don't know, you are working, you are making your effort to achieve something. But whether what you are trying to achieve, will be achieved or not, is only Allah that knows. But that you need to achieve something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and has been reading that you will. The ones who are willing to become to pass or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows or not. He knows that it will come to pass. He knows that it will not come to pass. So now we are talking about Qadar of Allah. It's not something that we say was an imposition. We say it was an imposition of Allah has imposed something on you. Particularly when we are talking about the do's and don'ts. So that's why, for every student of knowledge, we should know, or we should ask at the tip of our fingers, when we are asked, what is Qadar? You say what? Al-Qadar, Ilmullah, wa kitabatuhu, wa mashi'atuhu, wa khalquhu. Qadar is the knowledge of Allah, the writing of the knowledge, the will of it, the will of it, that Allah will use that. Okay, this is the time this thing will happen. And the fact that Allah will use that, that thing will happen, there is nothing. There is nothing that works that can stop it. There is nothing that works that can stop it. The way that thing happens, this is called what? We call it Al-Khalqu. Al-Khalqu. Meaning what? The creation. The creation. That is bringing that into conflict to pass. So the Shaykh of Mawbah with the Hala says here, Al-Qutbah Unnaji, as he says that, they believe, the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, that is the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they believe, بالقدر, بالقدر, خيره وشره خيره وشره وذلك is for bad. When you talk about Qadar, you are not talking about what are these things good or bad. Huh? That Qadar is what is good or Qadar is what is bad. Everything is what is Qadar. Meaning what? The knowledge of Allah that is passing, that is what is in the law is unfold. That what that means that will be Allah will be it. And when it comes to pass, it means what will be called. What Imam bin Qadar al-Qadar says is that belief in Qadar in the two states. Kullu darajatin taqadarnan shaytain. Each stage consists of two things. فَدَرَجَةُ الْأُولَى The first stage, الْإِمَانُ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عَلَّمَ مَنْ خَلْقُ آمِنُونَ بِعِلْمِهِ الْقَدِيمِ The belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows مَنْ خَلْقُ آمِنُونَ بِعِلْمِهِ What the creation are going to do. Allah knows that. بِعِلْمِهِ الْقَدِيمِ The word is eternal knowledge, not a new knowledge. What is the difference between new knowledge and what is eternal one? The new knowledge is what you know. You are learning mathematics. You don't know it before. You learn. When you learn what you know, it becomes what? A new thing. Some events have happened this morning. Huh? You read in the newspaper. You get to know those events. Two of us. Did you know those events yesterday? No. You come to know them when you watch, when you read them. So you are learning every day in there, you are learning. So don't think that you are learning. They are called what? Al-ilm al-hadith, al-ilm al-jadith, new knowledge. That is typical of you as a mankind. That is typical of you as what? Mankind. But are we going to say the same thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the event that happened, maybe in Lagos this morning, or all the events that happened, Allah does not have any knowledge of it until they happen. Are you going to say that thing? But, something to say that. That's no. Allah did not have any power knowledge of those two things. It's when it happened, Allah knows. Allah comes to know them. So there is nothing to doubt about when they happen, you come to know them. You are struggling to know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was struggling to know according to these people. And then they are Muslims. But the next akida is that was those things that happened this morning, before they happened this morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that they was. It will happen. Not yesterday, not yesterday, not 3 years ago, not 3 years ago. Allah knew that what they will happen for what? Eternity. And for so sure, so certain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the pen to write. Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as the day of Abu Dawud and some other books of Hadith, that أول ما خلق الله القلم when Allah created the pen first قال له said to him also write said now after what will I write he said also ما هو قائل إلى يوم القيامة write what will be to the day of what to the day of قيامة what will be till the day of قيامة. So his pen was the creation of Allah. But when Allah created, Allah instructed the right words to be in the day of Qiyamah. So what happened this morning? Lahum what will be? What happened yesterday? But Lahum what will be? What happened tomorrow? Lahum what will be? So the pen has been instructed to write all that will be in the day of Qiyamah. But that is not the beginning. Knowledge of Allah is given the word instructing the pen to write. Because Allah knew, but what he knew, he not created what the pen, he instructed the pen to write all that to be. And that is what it was written in what? Allah bin Mahfuz. This was written in what? In Allah bin Mahfuz. Is that clear? So the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala said, Adarajat Kula, the fourth teach, Al-Imam bin Abdullah Ta'ala, the belief that Allah Ta'ala, Ayna Al-Khalq wa Aliyun, he knew what the Creator would do, the Ilm al-Qadir, which is eternal knowledge, and then he was Rasulun bihi Abayan wa Abadan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with Abadan wa Abadan from eternity. Wa Abadan and what? Forever. The knowledge will not cease. The knowledge will not cease. Will not cease. Let us look at this. Somebody may be said to watch knowledge. But that person will be aging, gradually, and what will talk to somebody that doesn't know everything. Will he tell that? He knows. He used to know. But at what? He's aging. He talks to somebody who was, he doesn't even know anymore. But you ask him something in words, he responds with something else. This means he knew before, but doesn't know anymore. That is the nature of mankind. If you say somebody is a professor today, if you say somebody memorizes the Quran, he memorizes what? The Quran of Hadith, all the things of the dunya, if they continue to rush, to grow, the time will come. Because Allah is not ready. It's the time to come that you don't know anything. But when the children are telling you something, you'll be responding with what? With something else. So, this type of person is the word Alima, Sumerish, Sumer, Jerry. Then, after all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what? الله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you out of what? The words of your mother. لا تعلمون شيئا. You don't know anything. And this is somebody that was born as what? Lineage? No. Nobody was born lineage. Nobody was born lineage. لا تعلمون شيئا. And that's why I have to have the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledgeable for eternity. And you continue to watch knowledgeable forever. There is no point in fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not knowledgeable. For eternity, and forever, we will continue to watch, we will continue to be aware of our things. For what we can know and perceive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will watch all hearing and all seeing. He hears everything, he sees everything. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the thing, he instructed it, put down all that will come through. To come to me to the day of Qiyamah. And the pen wrote everything. The pen wrote everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that ma asaba min musibatin fil ardi wa la fi anfusikum illa bi kitabi من قبل أن نقرأها ما أصاب من مصيبة. No affliction will afflict you. The earth, on the surface of the earth, will not be physical or affect your body. In that kitab, except that it is in the book that is Allah's mahu. من قبل أن نقرأها يعني من قبل أن نخلقها. You can read it. In the watch to come to that. What is the watch? Baraha, it was Khalaqa, he created. Then come and Baraha before what? Before we make it to come to pass. The example I gave, you left your house or your houses, you have the intention of coming home to this alcohol. That intention that what you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew it from the time. It was watch in the love of Mahmoud watch. At the point in time you have that watch. That means that you don't have in time, you didn't come to pass so much. You don't know. You don't have watch that it comes to pass. Why it comes to pass so much? Allah knew it from eternity. Actually, something that is watch, an affliction. Take for instance, an accident is going to happen. This accident, Allah the Most Man of God, the Bin Musibati, in Abu Alaihi Wa Sallam, in the Kitabi. So that's a watch. That has been recorded in the book. Min Qabli Anna Quraaha, before we make it happen. Before we make it happen. In the Nalik Allah, you will see it. That is what? Very, very simple. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people, they fall into confusion because when they want to talk about Allah, they bring Allah to their status. That means that whatever you cannot know, Allah cannot know it. Whatever you cannot comprehend, Allah cannot comprehend it. Whatever you cannot do, Allah cannot do it. That is what the origin of the problem that people have. And it's clear that my Allah is Muslim, the Bible will have been fulfilled in that the Kitab, in Qabil and the Braha, in the Dalik al Allah. So, and that is why we have to understand the right Aqidah. There are many people outside here, they don't have the right Aqidah. They call themselves Qalaq, they call themselves everything. But Al-Ismu Qala Allahu Qala. قال الرسول قال لي كنت وطلعت لي كنت وطلعت لنا الثاني. قال الصحابة انت دوري كنفرنا الثاني يبقى التنهيد is not truly leading people of the confusion for them. It's not because you are born rich in bones, no bones that you are written in the nonsense. Sufficient knowledge of the deen that is answered by Allah, by Rasul, by Sahaba, is what is nonsense. So knowledge of the deen is this level of tawheed. So what has been happening is that the Prophet says, الإمام أن الله تعالى عنه والخلق وعن جنة جلده القديم الذي هو موصوف به أبلا وأبلا وعلم جميع أحواله من الطاعات والمعاصي ألا نجوز وبيتامس جميع أحواله all the conditions, all the situations, the situation I will find myself someone who is going to obey Allah at the point in time. When is he going to disobey Allah? Allah will be everything. Someone that what is obedient to Allah will be more than is disobedient. Those that what they are disobedient to Allah will be more than they are obedient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew everything from the time. And this knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to pass. Because it was so sure of, it was so certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed the pen to write everything. For anything to not happen, contrary to what is the laws in the government of God, or contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew, that is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does know. So everything that is happened must be what in congruence with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew and what he has instructed the government of God, or sorry, the Kalam to put in the government of God. How to explain. So this is what the author is saying. What about somebody who disobeys Allah, who is disobeying, maybe he's disobedient to the Lord and disobedient, maybe he's disobedient to the Lord and he's disobedient, and so on and so forth. Allah is the reason. So the Mashiach, when that thing is going to happen, Allah will it. Just as what? The talent or the pleasure will wait it. Somebody who is making attempts to steal from somebody, is willing to steal. And is willing, if his will is not in congruence with that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be able to watch the better people. Now, the issue of whether Allah loves that thing or not is another thing. But there is somebody who will do something, or somebody who will something, and that thing that is willing is not in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah didn't know about it from eternity. So this is really we are talking about. Some people believe Allah did not know about it from eternity. It is when the person is doing it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is becoming aware of that thing. Just as you are doing it for the first time, Allah is knowing it for the first time. But the true aqidah, the right aqidah, is what Allah knew it couldn't be for the person that is going to make the attempt to steal before it was what he was created. Over in fact before his forefather was created. In fact before Prophet Adam was created. How do you explain? Now the issue of imposition doesn't come in here. And have Allah imposed for you to steal? But after you, take for instance now, when you see you have some cookies or some tools before you, maybe you are asking them some questions, and from the way they answer, you see that this question, if I ask this guy, is likely to worry. To know the answer to this question because of what? Because of his response, because of the intelligence. You as a human being, a better human being can say this guy is likely to get the question. This guy is likely to do this. Where did you get that knowledge from? You are rich. You are trying to look at some things to look. So if it is possible for you, but the guy is not coming to Allah, what about Allah your creator? So that Allah will not have knowledge of what happens, whether musibah, whether sinner, or did the sin happen, or did the musibah happen? No. Allah knew everything. And so those who are going to commit those things, those that are going to be afflicted by the musibah, when they are making the strike, so to say, to do that thing, that this is not the exact time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes will come to pass. It's no work. It will be a period. Like somebody who has written his wife, for instance, he purchases a form, he writes the exam, he fails. When he purchases the form, and then getting the word, he wants to make his paper. But what is the development of a life that what he's going to purchase the form, but he's not going to make his paper at that watch attempt? Maybe 4 or 5 attempts before we make what his paper. So every time he watch, he will get up and purchase what form to make his paper. He will write the exam to change. He will make attempts again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew from the time he when he's going to make his paper. And Allah knew from the time that he was making attempts. So his whole intention is that as he's making the first attempt to make his paper. So for that Allah. You can know who's something and you expect that thing to come to pass. Illa Allah Rabbul Alamin. Unless if Allah, the Lord of the universe, knew that that thing will come to pass. If Allah does not know that thing will come to pass, it will be self-worth. It will be an effort on your side. The Lord is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew that thing will be achieved by you. It's not your time. So all you do is just to be making attempts. But then if you come to pass, that is called what? If that is come to pass, it is called what? Al-Khalqi. How this is played. So that's why we are going to talk about Sabar. Instead, we talk about what? Al-Ilm, Al-Kitaba, Wal-Khalqi, Wal-Mushi'atu, Wal-Khalqi. Is it clear? So we said that Mawla Ta'ala said, okay, he divided them into 2 stages. He said the first stage is what? Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we, the two questions that they have with you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you, not khalqu an you, what the creator should do, the ring with Qadim, the Qatana knowledge. And then what was good for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them abadan wa abadan. Abadan wa abadan. For the vanity and forever. Wa alim of the jinn ahwalihim. And he knew all their conditions. Did the su'aat. For the word, for me, wal ma'afi. Disobedience, what has back their provision, what has done the time that you spend, your life span. So, my father has been down in Mahfouz, in our words, in Allah Mahfouz, Mahfouzir of Allah. He was the Mahfouzir of Al-Khalq, that is the measure of the Khalq you look at in Allah Mahfouz. The Shaykh of Mawlaw Ta'ala combined Kitaba and Ilm for his focus. He then said, Allah Imam Khalaq Allah Ta'ala, when Allah created the Khalaq was, Qalaq Al-Mutul, he said to him, Qalaq Al-Mutul, the first act, what is that? Qalaq Al-Mutul, Qalaq Al-Mutul, Qalaq Al-Mutul, Qalaq Al-Mutul, Qalaq Al-Mutul, Qalaq Al-Mutul, Qalaq al So the Shaykh Rahmahullah Ta'ala put Al-Ilm and Al-Kitaba in one category. We are going to explain the reason why we did that. شخصية الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد إن الله كتب مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين سنة بخمسين سنة. فالله سبحانه وتعالى وش بمقادير بمجرد وبخلائق وبكريشن قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض before the creation of the earth and the earth بخمسين ألف سنة 50,000 years before the creation of the earth and the earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written them has instructed the pen to write if I read his words in the Sahih Muslim he said وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَا And before then, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watched on water, which means water was in existence before what? So before the creation, before we writing this, وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَا And that's why I completed that we know what to go into. That scholar will say, what was the first thing created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some scholars say, what? The first thing created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Is al-qalam, or the pen. Based on what? Hadith, awwalu ma khalaq Allah, al-qalam. The first thing that Allah created is qalam. Some people say that. What the scholar said, no, before it was al-'arsh, because the term is وَكَانَ عَرْشُ وَلَكْمَا The throne of Allah was watched on water. Why don't we use that watch? Allah didn't mention the first thing that he created, that this was the first thing I created. And that was the same from the name of Allah Ta'ala says مَنْ مَخْلُوقٍ إِلَّا وَقَبْلَهُ مَخْلُوقٍ There is no creature except before it the Lord there is the creature There is no creature except before it the Lord a creature The reason is that one cannot say what was the first creature but We knew that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen and the other words to write the maqadir al-khalaiq, the measure of the creation, the destiny of the creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that. And all this was concluded before the creation of the heavens and the earth بخمسين ألف سنة 50,000 years before the creation of that's not human being when we created where did you come to this universe so the people of the Big Bang theory will come to tell you the genesis of the universe this is what is one Big Bang theory It's one dust cloud I put in. But Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verified وَمَا أَشْأَتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah said, I did not make them witness the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ Not only the creation of themselves. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُتَّخِذِينَ عَبْدًا Allah says, I will not take the Muslim those who are deceiving people as Ahmed, as the Prophet. That is what I have come to tell you that this universe started 12 billion years ago. The question is, how did you get to know that? How did you get to know that? So this earth has been existing maybe for the past 2 million years or billion years ago. How did you get that? The archaeology can be called the sea watch. It is with one carbon dating. Who created that carbon dating that was talking so much? You created, that is, you made what you are using the watch to know the year something happened before. Some of that thing know the year before itself was watched, was made. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there seriously. وَمَا أَشْهَدُونِ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا. So it's our belief that you don't delve into it. Because you are not. Allah said what? وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah brought you out of the womb of your mother. You knew nothing. وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It was written Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you to hear, made you to see, made you to think. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that's what you can be grateful to Allah. Why are you grateful? You are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are using words you are knowing subsequently to perform what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So now we want to talk about the unseen. What you have in the Quran, in the Sunnah, authentic Sunnah, you rely on that. If any person comes to tell you something contrary to that, you knock it off. And it's just a matter of time. That will be proved wrong. Just like when Shabbat said that human beings evolved from it. Some rituals, they believed in what he said. And some of them, it became distorted. How are we going to treat the rubbish of the Quran that said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man from? From soil. It has been made a scientifically proven that human beings evolved from it. Now, how many days? In the past centuries now, have changed the word human being. The human being evolved from faith. So, Charles Darwin delved into what he didn't know. In just near what I put it. So, he said here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew everything before they were watched, before they were created. And everything was written down. In fact, before the earth and the earth were created. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. And so the reason why Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah Allah Ta'ala combined these two as one is because some people, they do not believe in these two. I consider it a Muslim. Two tabloids. One, his name is Umayj ibn Abdurrahman al-Shibyari. And the other is Yahya ibn Ya'mar or Ya'mur. Both of them, they set out of Basra, a town in what in Iraq today. They set out of Basra, going to Medina. Both of them now said that we wish that we meet one of the companions of the Prophet of Allah and ask him concerning his boring deal in Basra. So fortunately, you know, the son of the Lord is Umar radiallahu anhu entering the masjid in our Mubin. Yahya ibn Ya'mar now says that, oh, companion of the Messenger, what can you say about some people, the Qur'an, those who are reading the Qur'an, وَيَتَكَفَّرُونَ الْعِلْمِ, and they were searching for knowledge, seriously. وَكَانَ الْإِشْرَانِ, and some of the Here, what all these introduction is not really talking about, they are talking about is that under Qadha, when I'm talking about Qadha, wa anna al-amra ulus, and that things are just what party. What about that he no any to knowledge, that Allah did not have knowledge of things before they happen. When they happen, Allah will be informed. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew something from eternity. No. But there is no Qadr. When they say there is no Qadr, no, we have talked about the stages of Qadr. Al-ilmu, al-kitaba, al-mashira, and what? Al-qadr. So when they say no Qadr, this war. But these people, they brought out an aspect of it. وَأَنَّ الْأَمْرَ أُرُفْ. That is only what has just happened that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about. When I said to the Rajis, he said to them, أَخْبِرُ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْهُمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ بُرَآءُ مِنِّي. Tell them that I need to shift myself from them, and they also dissociate themselves from me. We are not in the same thing. Tell them this when you meet them. In our narrative, I do not think that وَأَنَّهُ لَوْ كَانَ تَوْأَنَّ لِأَحْدِهِمْ مِثْلَ أُحْدِ ذَعْبًا. And that if one of them was to harm the amount of effort in gold, ثم أنفقه لإنام فين إيج من الفضل الله ما قبله الله منهم حتى يؤمن بالقدر خير وشر. الله هو من أكثر ذات وظيم وصير يؤمن بالقدر القدر خير وشر. وده هو فرات وصير بليس الله هو ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. So one should believe in this. In Qadr, what are good or what? What are good or evil? Allah is a Muslim yet. وَإِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. And we have created everything with what? With Qadr. We have created everything with Qadr. Clear what is of the Quran. There's someone said what? He has read so much. He has thought so much. In the essence of what? He's thinking freely now. So he has written what? Dreams. And that is why we say, volume doesn't mean anything. You can write 20 volumes, 30 volumes. What is the subject matter of your writer? What is the content of your writer? This is what matters to us, not the volumes that you are reading. And that is why some of these people of innovation, when some of them were about to die, they were confessing. One of them said, Wahanaba, he said, here I am, Amutu ala Aqidati Ajaibi Ali Liverpool. I'm dying on the Aqidah of the people of Liverpool. That is Liverpool. What is the Aqidah of the Ajaib? The Ajaib refers to the old women. Well, why, when you think of the Quran, you read the Quran, you understand really. Simply to understand. So some few things do not reply to you. That is what explanation. For somebody who said they are doing what they see of the Quran and what will be saying nonsense. Just like one of them wrote tafsir of the Quran. Come out and say what? Fearful machine. What they have written as the tafsir of the Quran. Fearful machine. If it's what is, everything is illa tafsir. except the sleep. Because it's not talking about science, talking about this, talking about geography, talking about. If the Quran, the book of geography, or the book of science, or the book of biology, all these are just what things that we just digress towards to address. They are not immediately. So, these people, they said what they are supposed to come in and end. ويزعمون أن يقرروا أن يتأمرون أن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه said what إذا لقيت أولئي تصدرون وإن من تجب تصدرهم تابع تبقني بريء منهم وأنهم مرعاء مني that I have nothing to do with them and I have nothing to do with me وأنه لو أن لأحدهم مثل أبي ذعبا ثم انفقه ما قبله الله منه حتى يؤمن من قدر خيره وشره. إذا أردت في حديث سيون الحديث عن جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبرني عن الإسلام أخبرني عن الإيمان كان حديث تاني أبوات الإسلام تاني أبوات الإيمان تاني أبوات الإيمان تاني الله صلى الله عليه وسلم so if you don't believe in what in العلم of Allah and you don't believe in what in Al-Kitaba you don't believe in Al-Kitaba العلم and Al-Kitaba and this books of them are what he has clearly mentioned in the Quran often nobody call himself a Muslim I don't believe in what is clearly mentioned in the Quran and that's why the scholars of the past like Imam Malik, Imam Shafi and some others they will say نَامِنْ قَدَرِيَّةً بِالْعِلْمِ when you want to debate with the قَدَرِيَّةً when they say قَدَرِيَّةً they are not people who believe in Qadr people say they don't believe in what? In Qadr they call them قَدَرِيَّةً because they are what? They are going against Qadr just like that people are always talking about Qadr and they don't believe in Qadr so people call them what? Al-Qadariyya فعلى ما الشافعي الإمام مالك سموه بالدرس نادم القدرية بالعلم وإن بذلك بين concentrate on what العلم the knowledge of Allah سبحانه وتعالى إن أقروا if they admit that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has knowledge of it of things before they come to pass he said what قسمون you are defeated وإن جعدوا If they say Allah does not have the knowledge of things before they come to pass, come for them. They disbelieve. Because they are going to use what clear passages of the Quran. And the first person that did this and said that is no Qadr, is a person who was what? Ma'abash. Al-Juni. There was a first person back when that said that something like what? Qadr. And he didn't follow us. Just like any person that comes out today. So, establish the fourth Aqidah and we see followers because a lot of people do not know so this one gave some followers and it became what? A body thing it became two of things in Basra so people they were looking for a companion of the Messenger of Allah and for some companions that would tell them what was the Aqidah of the son of the story on this thing that they were what? That they were discussing that that become a morning issue in Basra. So most of you they came across Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. And he told them this thing was the Aqidah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith from him reported by Abu Dawud and some others that a lot of scholars of hadith are dedicated because it had a lot of words, a lot of shame. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about Al-Qadariyya just as he talked about some things to call. He said Al-Qadariyya majusu abil umma Al-Qadariyya majusu abil umma The Qadari they are the magians of this umma He said in marimu falata uduhu If they seek, if they fall sick falata uduhu do not pay them a sick visit. وَإِذَا مَاتُوا فَلَا تَشْهَدُوهُمْ. If they die, don't witness their janaza. If they die, don't witness their janaza. The hadith is reported by Abu Dawood. As I said, it's asked from other sheikhs that could reach them to the level of Hassan. So, they are not what the Magians. Who are the Magians? These are those that believe that what there is God of light and there is God of darkness. So anything that is good, it is one God that is doing it. And anything that is evil, that is what God that is doing it. And that God that is doing the evil is what is evil. The God that is doing good is what is good. How to display. So, there's what? God of good and God of what? Evil. So the man is the Majus, this is their what? Their belief. Now, those people that say, okay, no, there is no kitab. They go against what? Close verses of the Quran, they go against clear a hadith of the Messenger of Allah. Now, the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala, now, group these two, that is Al-Ilmu and Al-Kitaba, into one. Then the second is what? They put Al-Khalqu and Mashi'atul Khalqu into another one. Now this is good. They also said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not shara, so to speak, and will not shara him. Now, Mashiach to them means what? Will and love. That Allah will not will and love evil. Why should Allah will evil? He says, it is one thing that will evil. So if you do evil, you are the one that you will evil. It's not Allah. They wanted to what? Do Tawheed. They now negate what is established. They believe that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so high, or Allah is higher than you, are driving what faith in me give you. How can you say Allah with you? That's true. So evil is really by creation, not by Allah. How do you say? Now how can you say Allah created you? How can you say what Allah created evil? Allah cannot create evil or cannot give something that is evil. It is human being that was created evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Wallahu khalaqakum. Allah created you. Wa ma ta'amaloon. And what you do? So I told you. The will that you want, you are willing something. Is it your creation? Is it your own creation? You yourself, are you your creation? Have you created yourself? If the answer no, I didn't create myself, Allah created me. Okay? Your aunt. Did you create your aunt? No, Allah created my aunt. Did you create your leg? No, Allah created my leg. Your eye, Allah created it. Your heart, Allah created it. Then what you mean in your mind, what you mean in your mind? He said, no, Allah can take that. But if you do evil with your hand, the language of Allah is not the one that created your hand. So, what is evil and what is not? Because Allah created everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love what? Does not love evil. And he will punish for what doing evil. And he will work for doing what? Good. For the creation, Allah created everything. Did it mean that if you say Allah does not create, he's not the one that created the evil? It means that you are saying that there are some things that are beyond Allah's knowledge and Allah's kudra, Allah's power in this universe. And Allah said, what? For who are the fully shame for the So you have what? A superpower somewhere that you did something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot watch. It's not, cannot overpower that superpower. That is what it means. So what you admit, believe Akida, the right Akida, Allah created everything. Who is the superpower that the one that watch again or not superpower? Allah created him and he allows him that power, but he makes a position for that power. And that's why Ibn Ibn said for this is Zafika, I swear by your watch, by your mind. Huh? You have not made watch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the fact that what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the power to mislead. How did he say? So to them they said no. Allah will not be evil, Allah will not do evil. And Allah will not create evil. Because of that, they said what? There is no mashi'a for Allah. And there is no what? Khalqu for Allah. That is, it is something that is what? It is something that is evil. They believe that what? You can't say Allah created no. It is humanity that says, if you are powers, you created your fires. And if you are what? You are not powers. So not being powers is what is created by you. If you are powers, you will watch fire into yourself. If you are not, so the rest of Akhira is that what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And he also gives power to people to watch. So make something. We are engineers, we are builders, they are building. But who gives them the power to build? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the power to build. So Allah is Allah for whom Allah created you, وَمَنْ تَعْمَلُونَ أَنْ وَشْ. So you and your building, Allah created you to build. Huh? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know what is evil. So he instructed us, he empowered us. You have the ability to do this, you have the ability to do this. If you do this, you'll be punished. If you do this, you'll be rewarded. How is it clear? So I know we are talking about cover this one thing was mentioned. Al-Ilmu, Al-Kitaba, Al-Mashi'atu, Al-Khalq. Some of them, they negate everything. No ilmu, no kitaba, no mashita, no watch, no fark. And how is the watch mentioned? وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ لِمَا شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَكِمْ لِمَا شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَكِمْ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ مَشِيَةَ إِذَا تَمِشْ مَعَ اللَّهُ If the God contradicts your own Mashiach, your own Mashiach is what is going, Allah's Mashiach is what is going. But know that your Mashiach will not come to pass, to not contradict that of Allah. That Allah will mean something, that if Allah acknowledges of something, and that thing is written down. And when Allah knows that that thing will come to pass, then reality watch will not be like that knowledge, that second knowledge of Allah. Reality is delighted. That is something that is worse. That is more worse than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I know Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala when he talks about Al-Qadr, he says Al-Qadr Al-Qudra. When he talks about Al-Qadr, we are talking about what? The power of Allah. We are talking about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when you talk about Al-Ilm, we have watched the evidence for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَنْزِلُ. This was the clever. Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of what is in the heaven and he says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ. That is what in the book. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَنْزِلُ. So likewise, that of Khalq, Allah said what? Now we Khalq. Allah subhanahu is the one that wants that have a creation. Well, Amru is the one that was helping his watch, the order. So Allah khalaqakum wa ma ta'amun. So when you believe in what al-ilm of Allah that is eternal and that watch that is forever, it will see the only time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become what will be called ignorance. So you believe in Al-Qibala based on what you have watched, based on the hadith of Ibn of Allah. You believe in Al-Mashiyah, you believe in what? Al-Ghalq. Then you believe in what? Al-Qadr. When one of them is watched, is missing, then one has to learn what in Qadr. One has to learn in Qadr. If any one of them is missing, some people before are missing. So this is the Al-Qibala. أخبره أن أحدهم لو أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما قبله الله منه حتى يؤمن بالقدر. So this is the watch, they are kuffar. The other people are who did they do? They pray, they do this, they do this, they do this, they do philanthropic art and so on and so forth. It will not be accepted from them. Because they do not believe in what is al-qadr. So we have to believe in it. Some people they believe in Al-Qibala, Al-Qibala, they don't believe in Mashiyah and Watch and Khalq. So they believe it doesn't make sense. How can we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him or created him? It doesn't make sense. So from this angle, they interpreted that, oh, evil is made by watch. The woman being by a creation. Allah doesn't will that. So they are like the Majus, who say, okay, there is one God of good and there is God of watch. But the right thing is that what Allah created everything. So you have to remember Allah. Have you respect for Allah? You will not ascribe him. Because Allah didn't create something that says what is evil absolutely. What you call evil, there is good in it. There is what? There is good in what we call what? Evil. Sickness is evil, but there is what? Good in it. If you will not fall sick, you will know what? You will know the importance and what? The blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being what? Healthy. If you are not poor, you will know what? You will know the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are not rich, you will. So, obviously, we have what? You have their own benefit. So you should not say, why did Allah in Pakistan create some of them? Allah created them for a purpose. So for 21 to you, you do the act with Allah, you don't accept him direct to him. But he created it. But you won't accept direct to him like that. So that's why the Spirit of Allah will complicate it. وَالشَّرْهُ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكِ وَالشَّرْهُ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكِ. That is evil is not something that was that is ascribed to you. That doesn't contradict وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌّ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. أَشَرٌّ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We don't know whether what is intended for those that for the surface of the earth. Who intended it? The devil. This is called Majul. The evil of King Majul. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌّ أُرِيدَ بِمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. When it comes to food, he says, oh God, your Lord intends for them rashad and guidance. So this is happening to Allah. But in reality, Allah created everything. Allah created everything. So when we talk about Qadr, we have belief in Al-Ilm, Al-Kitabah, Al-Mashi'a, or you call it Al-Irada. So when you say Irada, yes, you are talking about Al-Irada Al-Kawniya Al-Qadariya. Because there are two types of Irada. There is Irada that means love, Mahabba. So this is what we are talking about. So there is nothing that is on the surface of the earth, that is happening, that Allah does not win. If something is not existing, Allah wins it that way. If something is existing, Allah wins it that way. Whether good or bad. Why does Allah love? Allah has the liberty in Kufu. Allah does not love the believer. Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love that you violate his laws. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has known it and has put it. And that some people will obey, some people want to obey, some people will be rich, some people will be poor. The one that has to do with whether we want it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us free will. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. One of the leaders of the Qadariya, so to say, he entered, he was in his kitchen, and he said, Alhamdulillah, he said, Subhanallah, man tanazzaha an al-fahsha. He said, glory be to the one that is free of al-fahsha. Referring to what? After we are ascribing the creation of what is evil to Allah, the honor of evil to Allah. So he said that the person in front of him, if someone who believes in what? In Al-Qadr, the way he was, the way he believed, Allah responded. He said, Subhanah, man la yakunu bi mulkihi illa ma yasha. He said, glory be to the one that nothing will happen in his world, in his kingdom. Because this universe is the kingdom of Allah. Nothing will happen in his kingdom illa ma yasha. Except what you will. Do you get the... This one is then what? Subhanahu wa ta'ala zahir fahsha. That is fahsha. So if you are telling things like that. Subhanahu responded that Subhanahu wa ta'ala yakumu bi mulkihi illa ma yasha. Glory be to the one that nothing will be in the world in the world except what you will. So we see people fornicating, people committing them, people doing this, killing us, killing people, doing that. If it's not part of the Mashiach of Allah, that Allah agrees that this thing will be, there will not be. So if you say these things that we are seeing are not things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use, it means that some things are happening that are beyond the power of Allah. You get the... So, there is one that is happening that is beyond the power of Allah. What Iblis did, what is beyond the power of Allah? Allah will lead that way. He will lead that way. But we will punish his name for what? For disobeying him. For instance, Jahannam, Allah said what Jahannam is what? The Zahmukum is what is your reward. And it's what? Being rewarded, compensated abundantly for that. So, if you say Allah is not with you, you are what? You have admitted one thing. And what is that? It means if you say all that is happening, Allah didn't believe. You have admitted one thing. What is that? That some things are happening beyond the power of Allah. If Allah is what? Incapacitated. Yeah, it's okay, Allah will it. Allah has the knowledge, he wrote it down that will happen like that. And when it happens, it doesn't go beyond the knowledge of Allah. But Allah does not love it. And he's going to punish whoever engages in such, he's going to punish it for that. Not the right Akiva. But it's okay, no, you want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from backing. How can you say kill him and this that Allah will know? Subhanahu wa ta'ala is fasha. He said, yes, فَنَزَّعَ مِنْ فَحْشَاءٍ وَسُبْحَانَ مَا لَا يَكُونُ فِي مُلْكِ إِلَّا مَا يَشَاءُ. So that's why we should have the right aqidah. Somebody says, okay, in contrast, there are some people who say, okay, all that is happening, Allah has imposed it on us. Not even the wanting to free Allah from things that are evil. They now went astray. I mean, those who are talking about Mashiach and Khalq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will his evil, does not create what the evil. They wanted to free Allah. There are some people who so much believe in God and they ended up what they also went to Eshu. These people, they say what? We say Allah will. So that means what? I'm backing in what is the will of Allah. So if I steal, I commit theft, I commit adultery, I take intoxicants. So if you say all these things are haram in the Quran, then they are what? They are all haram. So that means absolutely Allah means. So, but on my vision, I'm also what? Obeying Allah, because that is what Allah will. Isn't that what I don't know? Allah said, what all is haram, don't go near them. Okay, I've disobeyed Allah. But when I go near them, I'm also what? Basking what in the will of Allah. So to them, the ninth chapter is to do what? Law of Allah, what Allah loves. So they are what? Two different things. So these people, they are called what? Al-Jabriya. They are called Al-Jabriya. Or some people call them what? Al-Qadariyatu Al-Muthbita. Those who hold on to Qadar, but they are what? Going what? Going overboard in establishing Qadar. So the middle cause is that what Allah will is different from what Allah's law. Allah will everything. He will what? Everything. There is nothing that happens in the universe that Allah does not will. What happened for us? But Allah does not love everything. So what he doesn't love those who do, he will punish them. To show that what? It's not that he's incapable of dealing with those who are doing things that he doesn't love. But he wanted that thing to watch to go like that. As I said, in anything that is evil, there was benefit, and there is a hikmah, a wisdom in it. And that's why life will not be sweet. Without what? Evil being there. Life will not be sweet without seeing some things that what are not good. Take for instance, everybody in this world, everybody is rich. Everybody is what? Is rich. Everybody is what? Carpenter. Everybody is what? Bricklayer. Everybody is what? Engineer. So we must see the beauties of some of these qualities that we have. But when you see somebody that is not up to you, there is a room for you to do it, to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see somebody that is higher than you, and what the puppy has that you don't have is something that is good that you can want, also ask Allah. You do some other to Allah, oh Allah, give me so-and-so as well. If this somebody that is sick, you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with what is good health. The one who is sick who calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, aid me from this ailment. And that's the judge. So when you go to Allah to say, do this and you do, the gentleman is what? Awaiting you. Go away from this, go away from my business, awaiting you. Don't do this, you do. It's not that what you are more powerful than overpower Allah. Allah says what? What I ask you not to do, and I give you free will here. If you want to do it, I'll punish you. I'll punish you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is capable on that person. So these are things that you ought to understand. So there are some people who are what? Who are using Qadar as evidence to commit evil. And there are some people who are what? Because of some people who are using Qadar as evidence to commit evil, they say, okay, no Qadar. We have these extremes. And some people say what? Because some people, they think Prophet Shalifa alayhi salatu wa salam is what? A God, a Son of God. Some people want to tackle them with religious nonsense. Because some people want to raise him to the status of what? God. Something because of that brought him down to the status of what? Nothing. But the middle cause, based on what you want in his death, is that Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is a prophet of Allah, not the son of Allah, nor is it one of the things of his claim. So many things like that, that you see some people, they want to, some people they went to work on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, some called him God. Some said you've been made a mistake in giving him, giving Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the wahi that he has given to Ali. Some, they called him different things. Some people said, what is this rubbish? This Ali that you are watching, you are holding in IST, we are going to, and he started what, raising forces on them. So we have the Shia and we have what, the Nawazi. The Nawazi, when they come to the minbar, they call Ma'ali, they call him the family of the Prophet of Allah. They said, why would you, because when people have taken them watch, so great. So the middle course that is based on text, not based on your internet, is what we should watch, what we should pray. Inshallah, sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت No, there is nothing that is written down in Allah Mahfuz that is not going to pass it. He's talking about what is in the hands of the angels. What is in the hands of the angels? Because when you talk about Kitaba, there is other Kitabas. Allah's Mahfuz doesn't change. It's permanent. But what is in the hands of the angels can change. Because Allah only gives them what? Little knowledge. So they don't have the feelings of love and love. So what they give them is little. So what, say for someone supplicate now, and the supplication relates to something. Huh? It is the Lord Mahfuz that is able to supplicate, and that supplication will be what? The Sabbath for the raising of that thing. So it is in the Lord Mahfuz. So Lord Mahfuz has not changed. But what maybe what is in the hand of the danger, for instance, is that so-and-so is going to watch. It's going to happen. So-and-so is going to. So not full right of the arm or right in the arm. So they have what? Little. And that's why when a child, when a fetus is in the womb, so in the second 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angel to go and write in what is written, what you read in Adam,
what will be the lifespan, then shaking of syringe, whether it will be rigid or bleeding, or good for me, or something, but you write all this. What writing is that? That writing is not one watch in that market. The one we are writing, they change. But the one that we have pulled will only watch will be the one that will be that will be overseer on all others. So this is what the person is talking about. Every year they watch, they watch the kind of card of fear you put on, could you have in Hakim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. So all these are what the gradual ranking. So but Allah is not full of the change. When we ask, what is the meaning of what? Yamkullahu ma yashau wa yuthbit. Allah is this word he wills wa yuthbit. And he establishes what he wills. Wa indahu umul kitab. And his name is umul kitab. What is umul kitab? Allah is not full. Yamkullahu ma yashau wa yuthbit. This can be what is the end of the danger? Huh? And it can also mean what? The laws. Allah means okay, this is what haram today and tomorrow is what? Halal. So you can learn this watch. It's what you call ribad. That when the Muslims were asked to watch, you are facing Baitul Maqdis, Jerusalem. And they were not at watch to face Kaaba. يمكن الله ما يشاء فلذلك وعنده أم الكتاب but the book, the mother of the book is with him. It is in the book that this will happen. So it is what God. But I didn't say the angel did not see Lal Mahfuz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran now the Quran Kareem see Kitab al-Mahfuz لا يمسه إلا المطهرون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. So this with the position of majority of the scholars is referring to Lahul Mahfuz. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. So it is what the Mutahharun, those who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that touch the Lahul Mahfuz. So they don't have what the entire knowledge of what is in Lahul Mahfuz. That's what I think. Okay.
All those ones are subject to change because they are not the one that is in the in the Lahul Mahfuz. So for the one in the Lahul Mahfuz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the knowledge of it. Now the Quran itself is from the Lahul Mahfuz. The Quran itself is from the Lahul Mahfuz. So but for one to not say that the angels, they are the knowledge of all that is in the Lahul Mahfuz, we are giving them what? The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the author of the book called the Buddha al-Madish al-Musiri when he says, وَمِنْ عُلُونِكَ عِلْمَ اللَّهِ وَالْقَلَمِ. He said, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شُونِكَ الدُّنْيَا وَضَرَّكَ. He said, oh Muhammad, part of the tool, that is the gift you have given to us, the الدُّنْيَا, this one. وَضَرَّكَ and يَرَبْكَ. You are the one that has given all this. وَمِنْ عُلُونِكَ, that is وَإِنَّ مِنْ عُلُونِكَ, and part of your knowledge. Part of your knowledge is عِلْمَ اللَّهِ وَالْقَلَمِ. The knowledge of the Lord Mahfuz and that of the soul. So this is not clashing. Clashing. If the knowledge of Lord Mahfuz is part of the knowledge of Muhammad for Allah, there was revenge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Quran is part of what? The Lord Mahfuz. It's part of the knowledge of Lord Mahfuz. So that has been given. So and you bring alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah says to him in hadith, as also to be from Lafud Mahfuz, out of his place. So, and that's why it is verse in Nawla, Quran, Kareem, Kitabin, Mahfuz, La Ya Mahfuz, Illa Mahfuz. What does that mean? So that is not the name of Qadr. The name of Qadr is knowledge, writing. Then the man that will come to pass, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. When he wants to come to pass, it cannot happen without the knowledge of Allah. When he comes to pass. Then the right way is for the come to pass. Now the issue of imposition, where issue of imposition will come in, is not the issue where you will be rewarded for punishment. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposes something on us, is not where we will be punished or rewarded. Where we will be punished or rewarded by his own imposition. Take for instance, now someone who falls sick and the person is shaking, is that the will of that person? The one who is sick, he has malaria, or he has what fever, is it his will that wants to be shaking? Without be shaking, he can't control himself. Who is making attempt not to shake, will not work, be able to. So that is what? An imposition. But Allah is not going to punish him for what? For that. Somebody is poor. Allah is not going to punish one for being poor. Somebody doesn't have children. Allah is not going to punish you for what? For having children. Somebody has children. Allah is not going to reward you for having children. Somebody is rich. Allah is not going to reward you for having what? Rich. So these are areas of imposition. But areas where Allah is going to reward us, Allah give us free will. How to play. If you like, you do. If you do, you will be rewarded. If you like, don't, if you don't do, you will punish. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of eternity. Those who do, those who will not do. Then in addition to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives assistance to some people to do good. Why did you not watch a level playing ground to do good or not to do good? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to some people supposed to do good out of what? Out of his own messy family. It's not your right. What is your right is that what? Do this, don't do this. Allah has said to you. But some people they supplicate to Allah, oh Allah, guide us in doing this good. Assist us in avoiding this evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now guides them, assist them in what? Doing good, they assist them in what? Avoiding the evil. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الدار محكم للمسلمين. So who are making efforts in our cause, Allah to us, we certainly will not guide them. So we say what? إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Certainly, only you watch. وإياك نستعين. And only you will watch. Seeking your assistance in order to watch, to do the worship. So one big bomb was that Allah has explained everything, okay? Do this, don't do this, everything. So if you are
Even once more than so that Shaitan arranged that are all said words for the Islamica or we are known as Mali. So the one who speaks the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will enable you to us to do this. So this is what another issue. But if Allah is going to reward and punish you, Allah did what? A level playing ground where you do that. If you fail here, don't blame any person. If you blame yourself. So this is, you want to look at it critically. It's not like some people who are not relying on what? On color too much to say, okay, everything is color. Color, to give an example. Somebody who doesn't pray. And you say, pray. Or someone who's fornicating, don't fornicate. Say, that is the pattern of Allah. When you give that person a very slap, you change his position. Because when you slap him, and he wants to watch, the next thing is to want to retaliate. So the devil retaliates, the pattern of Allah. It's all that of Allah is that. Or somebody who gives you money to do business, and you decide that when you collect the money from him, you want to throw it into sea. So where is the money? I'm throwing it into the sea. Why should you do that? It's cover of Allah. You won't accept that from you. So which means you have to watch, strive. Yes, it's the cover of Allah to watch to throw it into the sea. It is the cover of Allah to watch not to pray. Because Allah has knowledge that you won't pray. But it's also the cover of Allah to watch to give him a dirty slap. That is cover of Allah as well. But this doesn't mean that what you now hold his hand to say, well, it is the color of Allah. You want to retaliate. So at that point, that means what you should not rely on color to say, okay, you will be anything you do, you want to justify. But if it has happened, you can say it is what color of Allah. It has always happened. But if it has not happened, you make effort to do things the way they should be done. To make effort to do things the way they should be done. So, as I said, it was a very broad issue. When you are a Muslim, you believe in it. And when you are confused, don't go against anything that is established. The fact that you do not understand the meaning of what, every other person does not understand. So, this is the way we look at it. A lot of people, they watch, they work volumes on this and they work at least. So, not knowing, they are knocking the real many verses of the Quran. So, which to make them to be kuffar. So, Allah wa alaykum. How long will she be? Okay, Allah will shake up. Okay, Allah will shake me and you'll shake up. So, this, as I said, let me not forget that for sure, we say it. You don't attract people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do that after. But you know it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was that created it. The reason is that what you want in, there is good in it. So if you say it is evil, you can tell it to be what to be complete evil. But there is good in it. There is good in it. When you are sick, you develop some immunity. At least when you fall sick, you develop some what? If you then put everything for you in sickness and well. When you fall sick, Allah is going to use that word kafara for you. There is benefit. So how can I find going to call sickness evil? So it's not complete evil. So what Shaitan? Shaitan is what? There is benefit in Shaitan for you. Because if somebody is not misled by Shaitan, we will not be making attempt to rectify. We will not be making attempt to rectify what? Something. And that's why, if you do, why do you do tawbah? Why do you do tawbah? Why do you do tawbah? Because you have been said that Shaitan will fall in one thing. When you now fall in that thing, you want to do tawbah. When you do tawbah, you increase your watch, your nearness to Allah. Is it good for you or not? Are you benefited from that? What you have not, what you did before, but because you have been watched, you have been captured by Satan, but you are humanly encouraged. So, no, I should not let this man catch me again. So what do you do? You increase your ibadah. And that way, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, وَسِدَامَ تَوْبَالِهُمْ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا تَسْرُونَ. When Shaitan catches them, they watch, they watch the beating blank, فَإِذَا أُمْوَشْ مُسْرُونَ فَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا أُمْوَشْ مُسْرُونَ. So they are, this is not good, so they make watch and then fight to rectify. So there is what benefit in what only existence of Shaitan for you. So they cannot say, okay, you say Allah is free, him. That activation is not what there is no other belief. But that's why, again, you will see Allah does evil, but you can see evil in what Allah has what created. How do you say?
Established
one for yourself to compose them. Motiva, yes. Yes, Motiva is composing. Can I hear a question for this one? There is no indication to be seen that Khalifa and the Bishop are the leader of Second Jama'ah. No. When we talk about Second Jama'ah, it means they are very accepted in Jama'ah, the original Jama'ah in the Masjid. And some people are coming after that to establish another Jama'ah. That is the vision of the second Jama'ah. But the hadith says on the ultimate of Salah, when the Salah is established, it's already on. Salah, Salah, no any other Salah, not individual, no talk of what Jama'ah, another Jama'ah, not individual, La Salah, no Salah. It's a consumer attempt to one that watch. But it means that watch, the composite one, that the composite one. So no Nasila, when the composite Salah is watched. The composite, the original Jama'ah has been established. Salah, Salata. No any other Salah. Illa al-Maksuba except the original one. So which means anybody that comes to the masjid should not pray. Whether individually or in Jama'ah, whether in Islam, so you shouldn't pray. So nobody is saying that. And that hadith can never be interpreted that way. So the word the scholars have said concerning the hadith is that the Salah that is being of batch. So the one that is being of batch. This is on. So no nafida. Can one pray fast? Maybe you are praying Jama'ah of Isha and you have not prayed Maghrib, you come in. Can you pray your Maghrib? So this scholar is to agree on that. Some of the opinion that watch is Maktuba. So Maghrib drop Maktuba from first, so you can pray. Some of the opinion that watch, you join them with the intention of nafida, then after the scholar, you now pray your Maghrib and Isha. So that will be equation. Some of the people that you join them with the intention of the Maghrib that you are owing. So when you get to the third raka, you sit, you wait to do what? To do the shahud. Maybe you expect them to finish the fourth raka, you make the sleep together, or you break away from them, you do your sleep, and you
do takbir for the shark. So various opinion on this. But the most correct opinion is not Imam Shafi, but Imam Al-Ain. His opinion is very broad on this. So he's the one that has the opinion that you can generate the impression of the Salah that you are owing. Huh? So, and that is the people by now in our week. And many contemporary scholars, like Sheikh Al-Bani, Imam Al-Ain, Salah. That is the to of demons, and that is the story of Imam Muhammad of Israel. When you say Al-Mashiyah to Al-Irada, you say what Al-Irada Al-Kawniyah Al-Fadariyah. Al-Qawliyyah, you can stop there, you can also add Al-Qadariyyah. That is the irada that has to do with Qadar. So there is Al-Irada Al-Shari'iyyah. Al-Irada Al-Shari'iyyah, that has to do with what Allah loves and what He doesn't love. What Allah loves. So both of them you find in the Quran. Efforts of them are used in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used now when Allah says, for instance, you read Allah with the Yusra, what I read with the Yusra. What type of irada is that? You read Allah with the Yusra. Allah, is it will for you or lost for you as Yusra? That is me, he doesn't know for you or will for you, then you go to which one? Is it lost or will? If you say Allah will for you, usually he doesn't will for you, so that is what is contrary to Allah will use both evil and both what is good and what is not good. Only will not aspire to be that watch in the dua of watch. Because what you want to call evil, there is what, there is a lot of benefit for us in some of these things. Huh? So what do you like that? إن الله يحكم ما يريد إن الله يحكم ما يريد الله rules what we will or what we lost. So at times when you are reading the Quran, both can be some of the rather can be interpreted as love and what will. Some of them can only be interpreted as will and some only be interpreted as love. How to explain? So we allow you to leave both irada, but if you want to talk about its meaning was the Mashiach, it was irada kauniya. Irada kauniya, to separate from what irada shari'iyya.
Is it similar to the structure of Iskandar and every night? How do you say it is? It is based on the fragment of the brain.
Now, I think of Allah, 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 that is established. Now, but the details of the punishment of the dreams, I can't say. That's what is the established of what we need is a watch to the interpretation of the watch. That was the prevention of the punishment of the dreams. I don't know your thank you for me.
I think what you keep going by the contribution in this country.
I don't know how to, what do you mean, like what you use? Keep going by the contribution. Is this a trick for all the people? Huh? Is this a trick?
So people, 5 people, 10 people come together and they watch, they are contributing. Whatever they gather this month will be given to one of them. Whatever they gather the following month will be given to one of them. Here it goes around like that. So this is called the contemporary terminology, we call it Jamiria. That is what we call it in the contemporary terminology for people who practice it in the Arab world. So what I would call it Greek or so. Now, a lot of scholars will support me that I saw wrong in it. However, some scholars have the opinion that it is riba. Why? Because when you are contributing, you are learning. Are you with me? When you are contributing your own part of it, you are learning the person that is going to collect it. So all of you are learning that person that is going to collect it. So, and the person that is going to, okay, let me say you are learning. And the person when is also given that is also what? Learning. So there was Kulu Hobbin, Jabada Fan, or Warina. So any loan that brings benefit is what? It's riba. So the loan that you give to somebody and it's going to bring what? Benefit for you. What is that benefit? Huh? Because somebody, I'm going to let you a condition at work. I'm going to learn your condition at work. So you won't learn until the person learns
you. Don't be denied.
No, you are learning the person. The reality is that you are learning the person. So what you won't need to not have participated in that thing. If the person has not agreed that he will load you back. So I will learn you from a condition that was below me. So, and then, and you are not keeping money, you are not keeping money, look at it, you are not keeping money with the person that you are giving that money. And you are doing things. It's like you are not differentiating between gold and church. Maybe let us play that, clarify that. What is church, what is gold? Let us leave this to you first. Let us go to the difference between loan and trust. No, if you know that you speak to something, if I come with it, then if you come, if I give you Buddha and I call it another thing, does that mean change? So if you know that you speak to something, let us look at that thing critically.
When you speak your mind, not the intention of doing it, but because I kind of change that.
We need to have participated in that contribution. If you do not accept that you give him, you also pay him back as yourself. That all of you are making pay. He has not only. He has not only. He has not known all of you at the same time. He has known only you. So, and he has agreed that, okay, you have all agreed that you are going to loan him as well. So, this is like, you have agreed that, loan him, I will loan him. So, no loan, No way. I forgot to explain to you. What is the difference between trust and load? What is the difference? Okay, if somebody is losing a church, they will not be held responsible without any US, without, is there any restriction? Independent agreement. Somebody keeps a trust with you and the trust gets lost or is stolen, and there is no negligence on the part of the one with whom that is entrusted, that is always to be responsible. Accepted? But in the case of loan, somebody loans you a loan, is guarantee, you have to pay him back the loan. So that is one. Any other difference? A trust must not be used. A payroll must not be taken out of the trust. But a loan, you can use everything as collected. So these two are not attached. The reason why it's not payable is because you are not allowed to benefit from it. A trust is not refundable because you are not allowed to benefit from it. Once you be held responsible for the trust left with you, that is the trust that changed the world. So we know, which means we cannot make use of it. So we separate it. So when you say you keep money in the bank, are you keeping a trust in the bank or you are losing the bank? As you put the money in the bank is making use of it. So what you don't pay, it's not saving in the Sharia. It is not good. You are losing the bank, you are not keeping any trust in them. So you are losing them. Because they will make use of it. And if there is any problem, they will pay you back. So that is the way corrupt operates. وَقُلْ مُقَرْدِي جَرَّنَا فَعَانْكَ وَرِبَا. So when you now know somebody and he only brings you what benefit for the lender, he goes to the river. What I have said, you don't tell the scholars, they are the view of the majority here, they are the view that there is nothing wrong in it. He says it's something that is mutual. You are benefiting and it's also benefiting. So that the benefit is not restricted to the lender only. It's something that all of them are benefiting. All of those who are participating in the house are benefiting from the loan. So this is what the very first support. People like Sheikh Alban, after all that, the island is this that you. He doesn't subscribe to that opinion that is what the river. So Allah. So the judge's opinion is way there somehow, but I'm not completely convinced as well. Allah.
So in the case whereby maybe you default, maybe paying your own, and after the case, you'll see when the time you pay 5,000 next hour.
And that is the public plan. That is the public plan.
محمد رسول الله والذين معه وشداء سورة الفتح عن لنا ضرب الشتاء فالصالح الأولون والمعبارية المهاجرون والنصور ومن تبعون الإسلام رضي الله عنه ورضي عنه وعدل الجنات تجري تحت الأرض
Thank you.
No, that used to be in the past. So they used to disrupt in the past, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent against them the shooting bars, and he used that to determine that maybe something important and meaningful has happened. And that was the emergence of the Book of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت